Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, coming at you live from my kitchen, where I'm currently battling a rogue coffee stain on my shirt. Life's little joys, right? But hey, let's talk about something that makes all those stains and spilled coffees worth it. Self-love. Ever felt like you're constantly comparing yourself to everyone else, striving for this impossible ideal version of yourself? You know, the one with the perfect Instagram feed, the rock-solid confidence, the never-ending energy? Well, guess what? That stuff is often just a highlight reel, and it's not doing any favors for your self-worth. This podcast isn't about becoming some flawless superhuman. It's about embracing the messy, beautiful, perfectly imperfect you. Because let's be real, that's where the magic happens. So, buckle up because today we're diving deep into self-love and acceptance, two things that are seriously underrated in our hustle culture world. Here are five key takeaways to get you started on your journey. First off, self-love isn't about narcissism or constantly praising yourself in the mirror. It's about acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses with kindness and compassion. Imagine treating a good friend the way you treat yourself. Would you berate them for their flaws? No, you'd offer support, encouragement, and understanding. So why not extend that same level of care to yourself? Number two, self-acceptance is key. We all have things we wish were different about ourselves, but dwelling on those things only breeds negativity. Instead, try focusing on the amazing qualities you already possess. Maybe it's your quick wit, your incredible sense of humor, or your ability to make people feel seen and heard. Celebrate those things. Remember, you are enough, exactly as you are. Thirdly, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity spiral, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your entire perspective. Think about three things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a warm cup of coffee to a supportive friend or even just the sunshine on your skin. These little moments of appreciation can make a huge difference. Next up, learn to set boundaries. This is crucial for self-love because it allows you to protect your energy and time. Saying no to things that drain you or don't serve your highest good can feel tough at first, but it's essential for creating space for the things that truly matter. Remember, you have the right to prioritize your well-being. And finally, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same love, compassion, and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Forgive yourself for your mistakes, celebrate your successes, and never stop learning and growing. Remember, self-love is a journey, not a destination. It's about making conscious choices every day to nurture your mind, body, and soul. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. I was once stuck in a rut, constantly comparing myself to other artists, feeling like I wasn't good enough. One day, I had a breakthrough moment while listening to my favorite song, a total classic, by the way. It made me realize that even iconic artists had faced their own struggles and insecurities. They weren't perfect. They just kept creating, keep honing their craft, and eventually, found success on their own terms. That realization was a game changer for me. I started focusing less on external validation and more on my own artistic journey, celebrating small victories along the way. It wasn't always easy, but I learned to embrace my unique style, accept my imperfections, and most importantly, be kind to myself through it all. So, remember these key takeaways. Self-love isn't about perfection. It's about accepting yourself fully, embracing your strengths and weaknesses with kindness and compassion. Practice gratitude. Set healthy boundaries and never stop learning and growing. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-love in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with more relatable stories, practical advice, and a whole lot of good vibes. Keep shining bright, everyone.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.